And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I
so,
swore a solemn
my family
years
really
ago,
intense
I was invited to a party.
Totally different.
And I remember there was a
from a large Irish Italian Catholic family.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is time for stories from Ex Fabula on a Wednesday night. And once again, Leah Yay. Delaney, the noisemaker herself, is
bing, bang, boom.
With stories appropriate for the day. And how are you doing?
I am excellent. I'm excellent. How are you doing?
Pretty darn good. And I'm looking at my cheat sheet here, and we have stories regarding Veterans Day, which is next week, Tuesday.
Yes, yes, we do. Oh, and P.S., did you vote yesterday?
Yo, heck yes.
All right. I'm just checking in on that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if I didn't, I would be the biggest hypocrite on earth because I was messaging my friends Tuesday morning, and I was going, hey, be sure to vote if you haven't already done so. Vote, vote, vote. I was doing that to all my friends. They probably, you know, I got, yes, Dad. But, you know, I was making sure because, as we said last week, if you don't vote, you can't complain about it.
That's so true. That's so true.
So I hope everybody did get a chance to vote. And, it doesn't matter to me what you voted for as long as you did that. So
Exactly. Got a whole bunch of people fighting for us and for our rights, including veterans here. And we have a couple of really great veteran stories. One of them, if we're going to start it out right now, shall we get going?
Let's roll.
Let's do this. From a gentleman named Dino Fernandez, he told a story at a do-over event. The theme was do-over, and that was back in 2014 when we had an event at the Time Cinema. And here's his story about a very poignant moment being a Marine. So here's Dino Fernandez with his do-over story.
Good thing I can't see you guys, but you can see me. We've heard some pretty interesting stories tonight, and I could probably relate, just like, to be honest, you guys can relate to them just as much as I can. One thing I didn't hear was nobody went to Catholic school. Now, come on, I know I can't be the only one, all right? And just to give you a little bit of a background, what was that? A little bit of background about me. Obviously, I don't have your nice Wisconsin accent. I am born and bred San Diego. So if I sound stoned, I'm not. That's just how we talked. Anyway, my background is I was a Navy brat. Went to Catholic school, became a Marine. So I had no chance in life whatsoever to come out normal. All right. on top of that, my dad trained recruits and treated me and my brothers like recruits. So yeah. You know, 6 o'clock every morning. You know, that's how Pop woke us up. But one of the things I don't regret is joining the Marine Corps. I still remember the day that I walked in, told my parents, my friend and I were walking in the mall, and on a whim, tell my buddy, hey man, let's go check out the recruiter. He kind of looks at me, man, you're nuts. Yeah, whatever. Go in, you know, talk with the recruiter. Breaks out this long list of jobs I qualified for, and I literally went from the top to the bottom, back and forth, and saw 1811 tank crewman. So, wow, man, that sounds pretty fun. Is that what I think it is? Yep, you get to drive a tank. Sign me up. So, you know, I'm trying to egg my buddy on. Join with me. Hell no. So I sign up, I get to the house, get back home, and my friend's like, dude, I gotta see your parents' reaction. So I get, I walk in the door, my dad's washing the dishes, and, you know, I go, hey, guess what I did? My dad's in there washing the dishes, my mom's on the couch. So what'd you do? I joined the Marines. And normally, you know, you say something like that, you expect a little bit of resistance. I suppose. No, not my dad. My old man was sitting there washing the dishes,
Didn't skip a beat. Good. This is verbatim. I'll never forget these words. Good. You need discipline. And my friend and I just kind of look at each other like, was that real? And my friend's jaw was dropped. I was like, damn. So, you know, I look at my mom and she's, well, if that's what you want to do, what the hell just happened here? It's like, man, you know, come to find out, you know, I had to do a little bit of soul searching. It's like, wow, maybe I really am that fucked up. You know, maybe the discipline will do me good. You know, turns out it was the best decision of my life up to that point. You know, I mean, most kids, join the Marines and they come out crazy. Not me. I came out calm as a cucumber. It's like, wow, man, that was kind of cool. You know, I'm like, my friends are all screwed in the head, you know, and they're just screwed up. And I'm like, I'll catch up with you guys later when you guys grow up. You know, you guys are doing your thing. I can't afford to get in any trouble. 2 years after I joined the Marine Corps, we get called up and head to the Persian Gulf for the first Gulf War. And this is where I wish I had a do-over. This is in regards to the first time I ever had to kill someone, and this guy was charging up the hill. He was an Iraqi soldier, and unfortunately, I was the first one to fire a shot. You know, I saw him charging and just pulled out my pistol and dropped him, and all I heard on the comm was, "What the hell was that?" And I told him, you know, it's like, this guy came up, blah, 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 blah. And all hell broke loose, basically. And so that's why, as much as the Marine Corps was the best thing that ever happened to me, it's also the worst, because to this day, I still wish I hadn't pulled that trigger, because I still have flashbacks, I still have nightmares, and I wish they would go away.
And that was Dino Fernandez with his do-over story, which fits under the theme, which, of course, is celebrating and recognizing Veterans Day.
You know, there are a lot of do-over stories in everybody's life. How hard would it be for you to pick just one?
Oh, goodness. I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine about regrets. And they're like, do you have any regrets? And I'm like,
nah. Oh, you know, 10 no, to the third really. Power, perhaps? Yeah. I don't know. Hey, there's a theme for a show. Have you used regrets before?
No, but
you can narrow it down a little bit, maybe, but...
That would be an excellent choice. In fact, why don't you go to exfabula.com and, you know, give us word about what your favorite theme is.
That's a good idea, because all things Exfabula are at that website, including upcoming shows and workshops and all memberships and all that kind of stuff.
Indeed, yes.
Exfabula.com.
Yep, exfabula.com.
All right, story number two for tonight.
Ding, ding. Here is another story recognizing Veterans Day. Mary Kozan told a story when we did an artist in residency with the John Michael Kohler Arts Center. This is a particular event. It was the Hmong Elements event that happened in Sheboygan. So here is Mary Kozan with her story.
My name is Mary Kozan, and like a lot of people, we all have loose ends in our life that once in a while will connect together. And this is a story of how that happened in my life. Back in 1972, the Vietnam War was going on, and I had heard of an organization that was trying to raise awareness of the plight of prisoners of war, POWs, and MIAs, those who were missing in action, and I knew I wanted to get involved. So I sent in my donation, and along with some material, some posters and stickers and letters, they sent me to share with friends. They also sent me a small metal bracelet with the name of a U.S. soldier on it who had been missing in action. Over the years, I wore that bracelet. And when the war started to wind down in Vietnam and the U.S. pulled out, I kept that bracelet on. But as the war ended in Vietnam, even after the U.S. pulled out, the newspapers started printing lists of soldiers who were coming home, those who had been prisoners. every day I would look for the newspapers to see his name in that list, but his name never appeared in that list. So after the lists stopped coming in the newspapers, I finally had to admit he was probably killed, and I took the bracelet off and put it in a special place. About 15 years ago, I heard of a website where you could go and check the name of that soldier and see what happened. So I put his name in the website, and it turned out he had been shot down. He was a pilot in the Army and had been shot down over a country called Laos. That was all I knew. There was no other information. He had been listed as missing in action and now was presumed dead. There was a place where you could contact the family through the website, so I sent a message, and I heard from his niece. His wife had died, and they had no children, and no one in the family was interested in receiving his bracelet, so I kept it. Over the years, I've thought of his name, and I've said a prayer for him and his family. In 2001, I was very fortunate to be hired by the school district, and I started working for the Early Learning Center as an ELL teacher. And I worked mostly with Hmong families. I've been privileged to learn about the culture and the history, including the history of the Secret Army. In 2004 and 5, when they started building the memorial at the DeLand Park, my husband and I made contributions. So in the summer of 2006, that was almost as hot as this summer, we decided to go down the night before the dedication and take a look at the memorial. It's beautiful. If you haven't been there, go and see it. I walked around the outside of the circle and read the history of the Hmong families and the culture before, during, and after the war. And on the inside, the lists of names of people involved in the war was very moving. But then I saw a panel on that inside of the circle that made me freeze. It was a list of soldiers from the U.S. Army who had been involved in that secret army. And there, on that list, was my soldier, Colonel Norman Eaton, is memorialized forever in that memorial at DeLand Park. I have that bracelet. It's not being returned to his family since no one wanted it, but it will stay a cherished part of my family's history and be passed down from generation to generation. And those loose ends, all those years ago that started, have tied together. Thank you.
And that was Mary Kozan's very lovely story at the Hmong Elements event that happened in the John Michael Kohler Arts Center back in about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make one mention that in our first story, we had to take some words out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ex-fabulous shows, when they're live, they are grown-up shows. And although those words punctuate the story and probably add some emotion live, we can't say that on the radio. So we got to take them out. Sometimes I just, you know, replace it with silence or, you know, a noise or a ding or something, just so you know that we had to do some editing there and, you know, keep it wholesome and family and right for radio.
Yeah, yes. Thank you for that.
Oh, sure. So next show coming up when is that coming up?
It's going to be November 13th. It's going to be at the Hot Water Warehouse, and the theme for that night is Nemesis. So Milwaukee, if you choose to have something fun to do on that night, we do have that event going on. People will be bringing their 5-minute real true personal stories based on the theme of Nemesis.
That's Thursday night, next week Thursday, or a week from Thursday. Yes,
yeah,
the 13th.
Yeah. Oh, it's creeping up on us.
As he holds his calendar in front of him, because I don't know. but yes, at the Hot Water Warehouse next week, Thursday, be there, my nemesis.
Yes. It's going to be a lot of awesome stories for that one, I'm sure.
Leah, thank you very much. We'll do this next week.
Okie dokie. Thanks so much, Bruce.